This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas General Assembly passed several new gun laws in Arkansas during the 2013 session, most notably Professor Carry and Church Carry, which allow for permitted concealed handguns in certain churches and institutes of higher education.
But another new law, Act 746, some say aims to decriminalize the open carry of handguns in the state. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the new law has received minor mainstream coverage, but is major headline news among gun rights advocates.
Under the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, we the people have the right to keep and bear or carry arms for lawful purposes. States, however, have jurisdiction on where and how we can carry our guns. In Arkansas, no state permit is required to purchase or possess a gun, but if you wish to carry a loaded gun on a journey right now outside of your home or neighborhood, you must conceal it, have a license for it, and obtain training and a permit proving to law enforcement that you and it are legal. Open carry, the right to carry a loaded handgun in full view in public, is outlawed in Arkansas. That's why advocates for open carry over the last three legislative sessions have pushed for enactment. Open carry legislation failed in 2008 and 2011. But according to Nicholas Staley, a spokesperson for the gun rights group Arkansas Carry, the 89th General Assembly has sanctioned open carry with the passage of Act 746.
Okay, well, there are two pieces to Act 746. The first piece is they've simply defined what a journey is. They define a journey as leaving your home county. The second thing that it does, though, and this is a whole lot bigger and a lot of people miss it, is it actually changes the intent. Instead of the prosecutor having to prove that you intended to use it against a person, he actually has to prove that you intended to unlawfully employ it for use against a person. So what that means is that unless you're violating some other law, unless you're robbing or you know, stealing or, you know, committing some sort of crime with that gun, then the prosecutor really can't charge you for carrying a firearm.
The law on transporting loaded guns in Arkansas has been fuzzy for years, even though the so-called journey law traces back to the mid-19th century.
The Safe Journey Law, which came about, you know, right after Arkansas was readmitted into the Union after the Civil War, and it's actually a Jim Crow law. And so this law has been on the books for a very long time, and there was no clear definition of what a journey really was.
Act 746, sponsored by Denny Altus, Republican Representative District 63, Fort Smith, is House Bill 1700, amends Arkansas Code 573-120 regarding the illegal carrying of a weapon. Gun rights advocates interpret the change to mean that Arkansans can now openly carry a loaded handgun without a permit or a license. Nicholas Staley says Act 746 places Arkansas under the rubric of being a constitutional carry state, joining five others, including Vermont, Alaska, Montana, and Wyoming, which don't restrict the carry of handguns for purposes of self-defense. But Art English, a professor emeritus of political science at the University of Arkansas Little Rock, says the new law is far from constitutional and could be reckless.
You know, my impression of this legislation is that some of it is covered by existing law or existing practice, and some of it is just extraordinarily vague and probably unconstitutional.
So how will Act 746 work with new state gun laws, including church carry, the right to bring a concealed weapon into any Arkansas church, or professor carry, the right to bring a concealed weapon onto a college campus? Gun rights advocate and Arkansas Carry spokesperson Nicholas Staley.
People need to make sure that they have permission from the church if they decide to carry. As for the professor carry, you know, at the time we didn't take a position on it because we didn't particularly like it. It did a couple of things structurally to the law that we aren't just too fond of, and I won't go into the detail of it because it's very wonky. But what I will say is that you know, the only way these schools are ever going to allow professors to carry is if the political appointees to those boards are comprised of people who are pro-gun. And there aren't a whole lot of pro-gun people in education, even on the Republican side. So I don't really anticipate that any schools in Arkansas will be allowing any kind of concealed carry on campus anytime soon.
Nicholas Staley admits he won't be stepping out in public with an openly holstered handgun come August 16th, but expects others to openly carry.
You know, our advice to people is to go get a concealed carry permit and carry concealed until this thing has been, you know, really heard out in the courts, because, you know, we don't want people with careers and families and reputations to wind up getting arrested and charged under this law. And even if you win, you know, you have to defend yourself. So there will be people who want to test it.
Now, in their press release, Arkansas Carry suggests that open carry activists secure the opinion of a lawyer first before publicly packing heat. Both Arkansas State Police Director Stan Witt and Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe have gone on record saying Act 746 does not convey the right to open carry handguns in Arkansas because the law is so vague. Multiple queries to various academic criminal justice institutes yielded both hands up due to the law being untested and so vague, so they couldn't really comment. And Washington County Sheriff Tim Helder said he had to consult with County Prosecuting Attorney John Threet before he could comment on the record for this story on the new state law. And they agreed little has changed.
When I actually read through the law, I didn't notice all the significant changes that everybody else has identified. I think the one thing that I did see that was clarified was the definition of journey.
Sheriff Helder says his deputies typically will cite or arrest an individual for illegal carry of a concealed weapon during a traffic accident or DWI investigation and don't specifically target for it. But come August 16th, when Act 746 goes into effect, he will prepare his staff to deal with open carry being acted out in Washington County.
Oh, I think there'll be some, because there are people that are trying to push this issue. They're looking for the right to do that. I think a lot of them believe that it's their inalienable right anyway to do that.
According to a Pew Research Center national study released last winter, several months after the Sandy Hook Elementary massacre, a majority of gun owners say that having a weapon around makes them feel safer. The study also cites that gun use has dramatically shifted from recreational use, such as hunting and target shooting, towards protection, 48%. Up from 26% in 1999. The survey found that a majority of Americans would also support stricter gun laws to blunt increasing mass shootings, which have taken place in recent years. But conversely, they also worry that stricter gun laws would limit self-protection. Oklahoma late last year became the 44th state to allow open carry. And according to media reports there, 6 months after enactment, both authorities and advocates claim it's been a non-issue. So, given that Act 746 may portend a soft start for open carry in Arkansas, as many gun rights advocates believe, Arkansas could, passing muster in the courts, eventually become the 45th state to allow it. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.